let's explore some more. Back to On the Map with Dave Plyer.
John Hansen in for Dave Plyer at 6:50 on a Friday. A couple other texts we've gotten about unique places they have been to. The Henry Ford Museum, this from the 706 in Dearborn, Michigan, was very interesting. They tried to have the first of everything. Okay. And the 815, I went to the Museum of Terror in Berlin. I've been there too. Had a wall that showed the timeline of how Hitler was able to take over the country. Very eerie, very topical. I went to, when I was in London, I've gone twice now, been able to go to the Churchill bunkers and the Churchill Museum. Really cool underground. Like it was kind of left the way it was when the war ended. And they've made sure it all looks the same as it did in 1945 as the war ended. And you can kind of walk through the bunkers where Churchill ran the war for the Brits. A lot of cool museums and places to visit all over the world and here in the United States as well. Today it's all about the unique places. Weird in a loving way. And I don't mean it weird in a bad way. I hope Doug Greenway doesn't take any offense, because I think the Corn Palace fits the bill as unique and cool and interesting. Doug, welcome to the program.
Hello, John. Thank you for having me. And no offense taken. We're corny out here at the World's Only Corn Palace.
I love that. The World's Only Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Paint us a picture here on the radio. What does it look like when you walk on up?
Well, it looks a little bit, as I watched the Olympics, they have these old castles. Of course, they've got 150 years on us, but this Corn Palace, our first one, was built in 1892 to draw people to the Midwest to settle here and to lay stake to some land and grow crops. But yes, they built this first Corn Palace in 1892 to attract people to the Midwest, and they built a second one in 1907 because it was so popular, and the other one had frankly worn out. And as soon as they built it, they said, oh my gosh, this thing is going to really go. And they built the current building we're in 1921. So we're 103 years old. So we're in our current building, and it's got turrets on it, like a castle from Russia, if you will. It had the onion domes originally, and now we've changed those into an all-weather type dome. But the real draw is our corn murals that are changed out every year. 9 large corn murals depicting a particular theme, and then corn murals cover the walls inside as well. But we're an arena, if you will. We seat 3,200 people, lots of events, banquets, and lots of basketball, 217 high school and college basketball games last year.
Oh, that's so cool. Maybe that's where I saw the Corn Palace recently, was watching a college basketball game. And the murals, like you're saying, they change most years. I did see one year it had to stay the same because of a drought, because literally you guys are, I mean, this is corn that you are harvesting from the fields nearby, right?
It is. It's a local grower, but it's unique. It's not field corn, which has changed with all kinds of science and updates to tolerate drought and insects and be pesticide, herbicide resistant. This is more like a sweet corn that's not real tolerant, so we have to have good growing conditions. We have 12 colors plus yellow, and it's grown within 6 miles of our town.
And can you describe, I don't know much about the geography of South Dakota. Is Mitchell like in the middle, the eastern part, the western part? How far is it from Chicago?
We are in the southeast part. We're 1 hour west of Sioux Falls. But 70% of the population of our state is east of the Missouri River. So we are 1 hour west of Sioux Falls, 1 hour east of the Missouri River, right along I-90. And we are flat to rolling farm ground, lots of cattle, hogs, corn, soybeans, and wheat.
That's really cool. You guys have a lot of stuff coming up here at the end of August, right?
Yes, our annual festival. Back in the day, they built the Corn Palace to celebrate agriculture, and people came from states around via train to Mitchell to see this building and to celebrate agriculture. And they had all kinds of orchestras and crazy acts, like the traveling circuses of the past were here. And now that same annual festival has moved up to the third week of August, the 21st through the 25th this year, where we have a full midway of rides and food trucks and vendors, and we do concerts. We have Scotty McCreary and Skillet, and lots of free music and kids pedal poles, which are a big thing out here in the Midwest.
That's awesome.
Pools, you know.
Oh yeah, we know them here in Illinois as well. We'll try and get you on again another time, okay, Doug?
We invite you all out here, John. Thank you.
Love that. cornpalace.com.